This afternoon, I would like to offer guided meditation on listening to sounds. So, really, in the spirit of just offering, suggesting, really encouraging you to stay in touch with your own presence and your own practice, and participating in the guided meditation in a way that feels right for you, and feeling free to kind of tune me out or let my voice go in one ear and out the other and continue on with, connection with yourself, with your breathing. So listening to sound can be a very helpful basis for mindfulness, the development of mindful awareness and samadhi, or gatheredness, this gatheredness of mind. And as an object of meditation among many, it's a very helpful tool to have in our meditative toolkit and in our life and in various situations, and sometimes in our meditation can be very helpful to opening to hearing, opening to listening to sounds. And some people really take this up as their main meditation object. And so seeing, again, with all of this, seeing how it is and the effect it has on how you relate to that. Can, as well as bringing us into touch with actuality, the actual sounds around us, in our bodies, in the room, outside. And also brings us into contact with the silence. So, and it can be a very, very deep and very transformative practice. And it particularly, I think it helps to cultivate, to evoke the two aspects of receptivity and spaciousness. So perhaps sometimes in our practice, we might feel like those two qualities could be strengthened, and so listening to sounds can be very helpful. So I'd like to guide us into a period of listening meditation, and then at the end offer some also reflection on compassion, and which relates so closely to listening. So right now, just again, connecting with a sense of our own presence. Receptive to how we are right now, how we feel. Sense of our body. Maybe sense of our energy. As Jake was talking about this morning, how is the energy? Is it sort of riled up and stirred up and a bit agitated, or is it a bit dull or kind of sludgy, sleepy, or is it somewhere in between? And how is the mind, the part, the thoughts and feelings, emotional tones that might be around. Maybe there's a whole mixture of different things going on. Sometimes we can feel quite settled in our presence, even though our mind is kind of buzzing. You know, our heart might feel really open and warm, but our body is aching. So, just checking in, seeing if we can be receptive and allowing of however we are right now. Always having the body, the breathing to come back to if we get a bit lost. Just remembering that. So, what is sound? What is happening when you hear a sound? So, with this not getting into a great analytical discussion with ourselves about that, where some thoughts may arise, but more that sense of kind of open, like kind of curiosity. Oh, I wonder, what is sound? Maybe we might find out a little more through this meditation, this experience of hearing, listening to sound, hearing sounds come and go. So as we go into the meditation, you might just be aware of sounds. And again, as I said, our own body, sounds of our own breathing, maybe. Rustling, slight rustling of our clothing, maybe. Maybe we can even hear sounds in the body, gurgling, and kind of various, very subtle sounds. Sometimes people can hear in the head, in the ears. Maybe you have tinnitus, you know, a ringing sound in the ears. Well, sometimes people can hear what's called the sound of silence, and don't worry if you can't hear it. It's like a very, very faint, kind of high-pitched, very light sound. I don't know if anybody really knows what it is. I think of it as sort of the sound of the brain, kind of humming along. So just being aware and opening to the sounds in the body. Sounds, listening to our own body. And we can be aware of sounds around us in the room. Any slight sound of someone else's breathing or coughing or movements sometimes. And the heating is off at the moment, but who knows what we might hear inside the room. And then outside the room, we may hear very faint sounds, or just listening for sounds outside the room. And just settling into that sense of just listening. When sounds occur, seeing if we can note them in a very simple way, very bare attention, noticing any pull to think about it, or that we like it, that we don't like it, that we wish there were more sounds, we wish there were less sounds. So just noticing that, letting go of that, coming back to the bare sensation, bare contact of a sound. And then when there doesn't seem to be any much sound happening, listening to the silence. When our mind wanders, again, same instruction, just to notice and come back. Come back again and again, and resting in that sense of listening, receptive, spacious. So, I'm going to invite the bell, the sound, to begin our period of listening meditation. So I invite you to listen to the sound of the bell as fully as you can, receptive to the beginning, listening as the sound continues, and then listening until it disappears. And then opening to be receptive to whatever other sounds may come and go. listening, be alive, interested, receptive. And also open, relaxed, non-demanding. Being gently present with each moment. moment by moment, learning to listen deeply to life, to sound, to silence, to mystery. Oh, just outside the door of this meditation hall is a figure of Avalokiteshvara, Kuan Yin, embodiment of compassion. She's said to be one who listens to the sounds of the universe. So, these last few minutes of the sitting, just like to invite in to this spacious, receptive listening and openness to a compassionate awareness that holds all things, holds us. And all of life. And as much as you feel able to open to that, connect with that, feeling our own being sitting here. Oh, may I be held in compassion. May I be held in compassion. May I open to that compassionate awareness that's within me and around me. Can hold and heal and transform suffering. Can listen to and receive, and not be overwhelmed by our own suffering. wishing for ourselves that we may know this experience of being held in compassion. Be open to the possibility of that, knowing that. Just briefly bringing to mind another person, maybe somebody here, maybe somebody in your life that you know has some suffering in their life. You might imagine them in front of you or beside you. Just for a moment, just wish that they too might know, experience being held in compassion. May you be held in compassion. Just sensing or thinking of everybody here, everybody in this room, all of us who experience suffering at times. May each of us know compassion. May we be held in compassion. Maybe there's an image that comes to you, maybe not. If there's an image that expresses or embodies this for you, then just noticing that, finding that, might be the image of the Buddha, or the Kuan Yin, or might be a sense of a bright light, warm, powerful light, touching all things. So may all beings be held in compassion. And may we all know what it is to be deeply listened to. And may we offer that gift to ourselves, to others, to life, to deeply listen.